Anna, here's a quick question for you.
Is spider silk the strongest natural material?
So you're our materials scientist. Spider silk, what's special about it, and is it the strongest material?
Well, spider silk is an example of an exceptional natural material. It's exceptionally strong and it's also very, very stretchy. These are two materials properties that we don't often see come together in a single material. However, it is not, unfortunately, the strongest natural material. In February 2015, it was surpassed by limpet teeth. These can be up to 40% stronger, actually, than spider silk. And the reason that they're so strong is that they're an example of a nanocomposite. What we mean by that is a composite is a combination of two different materials, one of which is at the nanoscale, so very, 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 very thin. Now, this particular material of limpet teeth is made from a protein base, and interwoven in that is a dense webbing of very, very tiny nanofibers made from an iron-based mineral called goethite. The combination of properties of these proteins and this mineral that give the limpet teeth their incredible strength.
And they need that incredible strength because...
Well, because they've got to hang on to rocks no matter what the weather is or no matter what kind of predator.
Is it that, or are they because they're scouring stuff off the rocks?
Oh, I'm not actually sure.
Because they're grazing, aren't they? As they go across the rock surface, they're sort of scraping off algae and things and filtering them into
okay.
their body.
So they need...
So I suppose you need something harder than the rock you're living on. Otherwise your teeth are going to wear away really
Indeed,
fast.
Indeed, not only harder but stronger as well. And so, yeah, the materials properties required are pretty intense for these poor little limpets.
So spiders are trumped...
Yeah, unfortunately they are.
By limpet.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Anna.